Chad and Olivia, I'm just so proud of you. Nice job. Fantastic. Friends, hope and joy eternal. It is born this Christmas evening. Friends, for thousands of years as Christians, we retell the story of a child born as both Savior and King, a child who has come to save us all. And in the retelling of that story, we remember the places that connect us back to the places where we find life in God's name. And today we celebrate the light of the world that is shining, a light that shines and sent to us by our God that will never again be extinguished. It's hope, it's memories, it's our joys eternal. I came across this quote in preparation for this service tonight. It's from St. Francis of Assisi. It says this, all the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. I want you to remember that. All the darkness of the world can't extinguish the light of a single candle. I did a little extra decorating at the house, the parsonage this year. More than my accustomed dragging my tree that is already still decorated from last year. More than just simply dragging it out of the basement and uncovering it with the sheet and then hauling it up the stairs and plugging it in. I went above and beyond this year. Above and beyond. I even found a wreath in my basement and I hung it on the front door. And I even dug through some boxes and found some old decorations that Noah had made years ago. But as I was, I had a little extra time on my hands, you see. I was decorating on Thanksgiving night, and Cindy, you were down visiting family in Florida, and my boys were with their mom, and so I was just there by myself at the parsonage, and I was down in the basement, and I was digging through all these boxes, and then I came across this bin of old photographs that I thought that I had lost maybe several moves ago in several past churches. And as I opened it up, I discovered all these pictures of all these treasures of memories and special moments in my life. And I just sat there for a moment in this dark basement, this little spiritual candle inside of my heart, it relit again. Do you ever feel that sometimes God leads you to a certain place in life? Kind of like he led the shepherds or perhaps led the wise men. That was my little moment. I was there in the dark basement. I opened it up and I found this old photograph of my mother and I. We're standing there on a beach somewhere south of Savannah, Georgia. It's probably the last vacation my mom and I ever took together. My dad and my mom had come down south. I was living in Atlanta. They'd come down to visit me. But I had almost completely forgotten about this part of my life. It had simply faded away. And so many of my memories of my mom have faded away through the years. But as soon as I looked at that photograph, holy smokes, all of these memories came rushing back. And it reconnected me to so much joy, to so much laughter, so much hope and love that she brought into my life. Because friends, gifts, the memories have the gift of reconnecting us to that place of life. I continued looking through that box of photographs, and I came across this picture of, this is Ethan. Ethan when he was only 1 year old. Ethan's my oldest son. Now, Ethan is becoming a much more independent teenager much more independent from his dad than he ever used to be. I used to pray that he'd be a little more independent from me, but we have to be careful about what we ask for, right? Now, Ethan is 15 years old, and he thinks that he knows everything there is to know in the world, just like I thought I had knew everything there was to know in the world at 15, too. Now, I'm 44 years old and realize I don't have a clue. And I'm just hoping that somebody might come along and light my way so I know which direction to go. But this kid that used to come to me for everything, now the two of us, man, we barely talk. We're just at that stage of his growing up. And we barely talk to each other anymore. And there are times in which I wondered to myself, it's like, goodness gracious, is this relationship with my son broken? But then I looked at this picture of my little boy. And it reconnected me back to a place of life of absolute love. I mean, there's Ethan trying to put on one of my shoes in one of those pictures. He used to want to be just like me. And the picture on the right, we were getting ready to go on a hike in Rocky River in the Metro Park. Because friends, memories. Our memories have that special power to reconnect us to the places of life that make living so valuable. And that's the point of Christmas Eve. That we retell the story of our Savior that reconnects us to the point of it all. That we have a God who loves us so much that he entered into the face of the earth to kiss the face of the earth in a little stable, a little manger called in a place called Bethlehem. And there the light of the world came to be, to start shining. And as we remember, all the darkness of the world has no power to extinguish even the light of a single candle. Now I've been taking my time this year working my way through a book on astrophysics. I've learned all about dark matter. I've learned all about the amazing expansion of the universe around us. I've learned about all sorts of things that I've completely forgotten about by this point. And what I'm about to say probably isn't all that profound at all to most of you, but it is to me, because there are times in my life in which it just feels like the darkness is just too much. It just feels like the darkness is overwhelming. But then in those tough moments of life, I step outside, and if I'm lucky enough and the stars are shining, I look up into the heavens and I see these little pinpoints of light. And I realize that this light is coming to us through this vast sea of darkness, this vast emptiness of space, and all of that endless emptiness and darkness doesn't have the power to stop that light from reaching us. And that is the point of Christmas, that God is sending the light into the world, and there is nothing that will stop it from touching you and reaching you. The Romans perhaps thought that they were going to throw some complications into people's lives by bringing a census. And believe me, it brought some complications into Mary and Joseph's life as they had to travel to Bethlehem as Mary was just preparing to give birth. That couldn't have stopped the light of the world from coming. And even in their vast, their desperate search to try to find a decent place for Mary to give birth, even in the poverty of the manger, the poverty couldn't stop the light of the world from coming in to touch us all. Because now the darkness of the world doesn't have the power to stop the light of a single candle. The light of the world is coming, my friends. And that's what we celebrate tonight. It reconnects us as Christians from every point on the earth, coming back together in a common story that gives us hope and life and joy eternal. And it's that light of the world that we celebrate in the birth of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. It was a light that shone in the stars of Bethlehem, and it was reflected in the face of Mary and Joseph, a young couple that were just trying to figure out all the heavy responsibilities that they would have of raising God's Son. That light shone in a far distant land to three strangers, men that we've come to call the wise men or the three kings. And it caused these three foreigners to begin wandering, to go searching for a child born as both king and God to all of us. That light from the Star of Bethlehem shone through a dark night, and it shone across a field of shepherds and the sheep over which they were keeping watch. And that light was reflected as it danced in the words of the angels that greeted those shepherds that night. And it greeted them, and it sent those shepherds a message that you are not forgotten. You're not forgotten. But rather, God has chosen you as his messenger to share this great joy with the world. Now, at this point in the service, one of the things I like to do is to ask our college and high school age students to come forward when we begin to sing Silent Night. And so if anybody's willing to come forward, bring your candles with you and just kind of line up right up here if you're willing to come do that. You see, all of us as Christians bear the responsibility of carrying the light forward in our college and our high school students. Yeah, come on up, come on up. I'm going to keep preaching. You guys just come on up. All of us carry the responsibility of allowing the light of the world to touch us. And it's up to us to carry that story forward, to share the joy of Christ with the world and a world that often struggles with hope. It's up to us to keep the candle lit. And believe me, Mary and Joseph, they kept the candle lit as they held it and cherished it in their arms. They kept the light of the world lit as the shepherds kept the light of the world lit, and they didn't let it become extinguished. And the light of the world had danced within the message of the angels as they glorified it with their singing and their words. And tonight, we celebrate that light of the world. Tonight, we light the Christ candle as we realize that there is a light that shines, and all the darkness in the world has no power to put it out. Friends, whose face is lit in that candle for you? Where is the hope that you need to find? Hope and joy eternal are born this Christmas morning. Amen. Friends, will you please stand for the hymn, Silent Night?